Forest Hill at the edge of civilization.
I Saw You Running presents Forest Hill. Forest Hill.
We are now approaching Forest Hill.
Forest Hill, Coffee Station.
Café?
Tabac?
Qui veut goûter mon mocha? Café?
Tabac? Qui veut un cigare extra?
Café?
Tabac?
Après merveilleux repas,
y'a bon café. En fumant fameux tabac.
Moi je fais du café connard, c'est le meilleur café qu'on a.
Moi je vends tout ce qui se fume, et même à l'occasion j'allume.
Mais pour bien goûter mon café, il faut enfumer la senteur.
Comme mon tabac pour l'apprécier, faut être de bon humeur.
Café?
Tabac?
Qui veut goûter mon mocha café?
Tabac? Qui veut un cigare extra?
Café?
Tabac?
Après merveilleux repas,
y'a bon café. En fumant fameux tabac.
Si tu n'as pas bu café chaud,
si tu n'as pas fumé tabac,
tu lis pas grand chef de dos.
La doudou dis-lis-toi gaga.
Mais si tu n'as bu café chaud,
si tu n'as fumé bon tabac,
quand doudou allez au doudou,
tu lis par un plat plat.
Par un plat plat.
Dieu que c'est plat.
Par un plat plat.
Café?
Tabac? Qui veut un cigare extra?
Café?
Tabac?
Après le merveilleux repas,
il y a bon café.
En fumant fameux tabac.
Hi, Ali.
Oui.
Est-ce que ton café, il est chaud?
Il est bouillant.
Eh ben, tu m'en feras refroidir une tasse.
Quelle belle. Tu peux rire.
Im Orient gibt's ein Lokal, das Café Oriental. Jeder Scheich war schon einmal im Café Oriental. Dies Lokal ist ein Magnet, dort gibt's Frauen ohne Zahl. Und wer sowas sucht, der geht ins Café Oriental. Lei, 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 lei. Eine war besonders schön im Café Oriental. Sie sah aus wie die Lorraine im Café Oriental. Herrlich war ihr Dekolleté, sie war schlank und so schmal und war braun wie der Café im Café Oriental. Ich ging lächelnd auf sie zu, im Café Oriental. Bat sie um ein Rendezvous, im Café Oriental. Kaum war ich in ihrer Nähe, flog ich raus aus dem Saal. Denn ihr Mann war der Portier vom Café Oriental.
Lei, lei, lei.
Weil ich so gerne bin im Café Oriental, geh ich morgen wieder hin ins Café Oriental. Aber lacht mich eine an, frag ich erst sie einmal: Fräulein, haben Sie einen Mann im Café Oriental?
Lei, 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 lei.
Fräulein, haben Sie einen Mann im Café Oriental?
My collar, you're the lace in my shoe.
I Saw You Running presents Forest Hill.
Gala, you're cute this morning, sweeter than a morning snack. Guess who would like some brew and make that coffee black? Wearing my suit this morning, bet you had a heart attack. It's strange, but for a change, I'll take my coffee black. Life is neat, one big dream. It's so sweet, who needs sugar and cream? Splashed on some brew this morning, I'm snazzy as a Cadillac. I'm up, so grab your cup and let's have coffee black. Than a morning snack. I guess who would like some brew and make that coffee black? Yeah. Wearing my suit this morning, bet you had a heart attack. It's strange, but for a change, I'll take my coffee black. Life is neat, one big dream. It's so sweet, who needs sugar and cream? Splashed on some brew this morning, I'm snazzy as a Cadillac. I'm up, so grab your cup and let's have coffee. Lots of coffee, shots of coffee, pots of coffee. Oh, make that coffee black.
just a curly hair, mountain boy, on my way. I heard a voice whisper good evening. I turned to a shadow and saw her there. So
good night.
Forest Hill at I Saw You Running.
January 27th, 1989, Brisbane, Australia. Broken roach wings on the floor. You get your wings in places like this. You earn your roach wings. They keep you up. Not suspended, but eye to eye with an understanding. An understanding that keeps your mouth clamped shut when you're with your woman and when she asks you what's the matter. In the painful silence, you can hear the roach wings fluttering. In this room on the floor by my right foot, dead, belly up, legs folded. Roach wings won't get you far, but they'll get you here. This circuit tour circle wheel, rolling after its own tail. Your life becomes a series of events, a page on a calendar, a wind up, a pitch and a roar. A head full of traffic-jammed, broken-glass memories. March 4th, 1989, Vienna, Austria, 7:59 a.m. It rarely gets better than this. I'm in the breakfast room of this old hotel. The gray light of the Austrian morning puts a soft cast on the empty tables that surround me. Across from where I'm sitting is a long table of food. Eggs, cheese, bread, rolls, butter, jam, milk, orange juice, muesli, and a large pot full of coffee. I'm halfway through the first cup. It's awesome. There are slight beads of sweat developing on my brow. I've stayed in this hotel before in 1987. The band was playing across Europe, a 10-week tour. The table we sat at is to my left. What a great, mighty morning it was. We ate so much food that I think they were going to throw us out if we so much as even looked at the food table again. It was fantastic. An exercise in overeating. Sport eating, we used to call it in Black Flag. After we'd eaten much too much food, we made sandwiches for the road, put them in our pockets, and exited. I finished the first cup. I asked the friendly young woman if I can have some more coffee. Her reply endears her to me until checkout time. Yes, of course, she says. She understands. The second cup has arrived. This hotel is across the road from the train station. In 1987, I walked the streets here on a night off. I went into the station and watched an amputee try and sleep on a bench, and he was rousted and expelled by the police. I watched the whores work the boulevard in their thigh-high white plastic boots. Last night as I was getting back from the club, I thought about taking a walk down to where I saw this beautiful blonde whore hold up the side of a building. She was a hot, icy sex merchant machine. Last night I thought about her as I stared into the darkness of my room. I wondered where she was. Maybe still out on the boulevard. Maybe dead. Was she still as pretty as I remembered? Is anyone? How memories lie to us. How time coats the ordinary with gold. And how it breaks the heart to go back and attempt to relive these memories. And how crushed we are when we discover that the gold was merely gold plate thinly coated over lead, chalk, and peeling paint. She comes forward, a pot in each hand. Would you like another cup of coffee? Yes, please, I reply through clenched teeth, trying to pull my right hand from my leg, which is gripping it so hard that I think I might be cutting off the circulation. She pours it. There it sits, black and ominous, a slight oil slick at the top. I drink, smooth like death. Today I go to Budapest, Hungary, where the idea of coffee is but a joke. Hard to find. And when you do score, it usually tastes like instant that has been stored and aged in the bladder of a goat. I see why they drink so much booze. As I drink, I think of her, the beautiful whore. Since I saw her, She's probably sucked about 10 kilometers of cock, gained an incredible insight into the frailties and insecurities of the average male, seen enough to know that she's seen too much, and knows enough to know that sometimes it's better not to know at all. You brave, beautiful sex beast, this third cup is for you. Excuse me, I must be on my way. March 6, 1989, Linz, Austria. Staring at cup number 3, not so hot. Not half as hot as the waitresses in this place. Same girls as last time. They act the same way too. Cold and distant. Tonight feels empty. Spent the day driving through the countryside of Hungary and Austria. I don't know. Something in this place is pulling me down. The waitress is wearing perfume. It smells like something wonderful. Good thing the coffee is here to blast me through. Sometimes you hit these situations where all you can do is endure. Take it minute by minute. It's good, though, to be in this room full of voices and not be able to understand a word of what anyone is saying. I like this lean feeling that moves relentlessly through me. Sometimes I feel like a perfect stranger, like I was born to be forever isolated from them. You know what I'm talking about? Totally alien. Heavy coffee blues number 3 is hanging in there, staring up at me. People all around me talking. I'm on another planet. I don't feel lonely, just anxious and confused. People staring. I hear my name start to pop up in their conversation. Forces my eyes to the paper, to the coffee, the oily black eye of truth. For the life of me, I can't figure out the women here. Are they made of wood or ice or a combination of both? I observe them. I don't talk to them unless one of them asks me a direct question. Otherwise, I'll have nothing to say to them. Who is them? Them are them, and them are everywhere. I don't understand them. I used to think I did, but now I see I was all wrong. I was fooling myself. All the hours I spent fooling myself. Well, everybody fools themselves sometime. The better of us spend less of their waking hours doing this, I think. There is, however, a lot to be said for those who are good at being foolish. They get all the headlines. March 7th, 1989, Linz, Austria. Alone in a room. R.E.M. playing on the tape deck. Staring at the floor. A single bulb stares down, waiting for sleep, waiting for the brain to pause. Hours ago in another room, talking in front of a bunch of people. Now I'm here. No one knows. So what? I can stack hundreds of nights like these, like bricks. Build it higher and higher. It's what happens anyway. So what? Takes no guts to do that. I found it takes a lot of strength to endure myself. It gets harder all the time. I don't know if I'm getting smarter and stronger or better at fooling myself. March 8, 1989, Dortmund, Germany. Do I have a mind left? How many cups has it been? Why am I doing this to myself? I staggered into the breakfast room half an hour ago, half a day ago, half an hour, half a day, I don't know. A while ago, the coffee lady gave me a lot of shit because I poured the coffee myself and didn't let her do it. All I could do was smile, look away, and repress the urge to rip her throat out. The rain is falling in Dortmund. It rained the last time I was here. Something Selby said to me yesterday about romance made me start thinking. Right now the coffee is on. The black blood of the almighty coffee god is surging through me. I can do nothing but give myself to the storm. Romance? Shit. There's this girl I used to see in LA. She's always giving me grief about my total lack of romantic attitude. One time I told her that love and romance had been beaten out of me. Sure, it was one of the stupidest things I've ever said in my life, but I thought it would have great impact on her, a great foil for one of my typically male hang-ups. She never let me forget that one. She would say, "Why don't you send me flowers sometime?" "Oh, wait. That kind of thing has been beaten out of you. So sorry." Well, it's 1989. I'm 28 years old and sex is not a new experience for me. At this point, it's biomechanical. Perhaps I blew it somewhere along the line. I had a brief fleeting brush with romance a couple of years ago. I had dreams about her. I wrote things about her, to her. I didn't even know her name. She was working at this place that I used to go into a lot. At that point, she was perfect. She could do no wrong. It was great. A total non-reality. Romance. Eventually, I got together with her, and for a short time, it was great. I went on tour somewhere, wrote her all the time, called her twice from thousands of miles away. Her response was always the same. It was like I was calling her from right down the street. She couldn't care less. When I got home, she had written me a letter. It said that she didn't want to be with me anymore. So I found more interest in working hard than following the whims of non-business-related or non-musical relationships. The next song I wrote was about the distance I felt when I thought about that girl. The song centered around the lines, "The closer I get, the farther away I feel." I was thinking that all the time I was with her. I worked hard to put that out of my mind. Romance passes the time. Selby said that he wanted some romance in his life. He said he enjoyed sending flowers and cards to someone. There's nothing wrong with that, I guess. Besides, that's Selby talking, and he is the man. There's this girl I know. She sends me flowers and cards and all kinds of crap. Of course, I throw it all out immediately and think of all the things I could have done with the money she spent. After we fuck, she disappears into the bathroom, and minutes later she reappears with a damp washcloth and wipes my cock off. Isn't that nice? The Hallmark greeting card company should do a card for that one. Have a nice little one-liner on it. "You're so beautiful when you're wiping the juice off my spent cock." Maybe I've become burned out. A typical male. A mean-ass, slothful fucker. A real American beauty. It's a form of blindness. Vaseline on the lens. No problem. I know you're laughing now, thinking I'm a real bastard. Well, I am the last man. The unromantic one. The one who sees it all as a big-ass biology party. Okay. Maybe someday I'll snap out of it. But for right now, make mine black.
1-1-2, 1-1-2. Move over. Move over. Yeah, you heard what I said. Move over.
Thank you.
March 10th, 1989, Berlin, Germany. What goes best with a cup of coffee? Another cup. This morning's pot has its own burner. It sits faithfully to my left. A few hours from now, I will be on the road to Köln, Germany. Today's sky is gray. I'm alone in the breakfast room of a large hotel. I ate with Selby this morning. We've been doing this for the last few days. He's such a great man. It's an honor to be on the road with him, to be around him all the time, to see him work every night. It means a lot to me, everything. Ah, yes. We drink the coffee and we feel the isolation settle in. Picture yourself at the table, staring absently at a crack in the table. Your eyes a vacant lot for all the garbage that is lost and thrown away. All the people you knew, past experiences, 10 lifetimes of gray skies, a planet of rainstorms fill you. You are totally alone with yourself. You take a long walk through yourself without moving. You don't remember when it was when you sat down. Time doesn't exist for a little while. The isolation that we all feel. Sometimes it's so clearly defined that it becomes another entity altogether. It sits across from you and shares the empty space of shattered time. Freedom can be a vacant lot. It fills you with nothing and then leaves you to figure it out. Isolation keeps me together. All the hours spent in the van staring at the passing road. I wrap myself around myself. Isolated parts starving for isolated parts that are starving. We can only get so close. And in this truth, there's a rough, lean beauty, a pure line. Even when together, we are apart. I think that there are moments, instances of power, of time outside of time, moments that are truly larger than life. At first, I had problems with the isolation. I didn't understand it as truth. And I fought within myself and I tore myself up inside. Once I saw and understood the isolation, new doors immediately opened for me. The end of the line defines the line. At the end of the line, there you are alone. Life was a flash, a handshake in the dark. In the lonely room packed with people, there they are, there you are. Truth screaming in your face. Sometimes the night is a sharp punch in the guts. March 20, 1989, Amsterdam, Holland. Tonight is crawling by like a well-fed roach. Alone in my hotel room. Cheap town, Amsterdam is. Hash-dealing freaks staggering, their sales pitches mixed with coughs that rattle. One guy followed me into a bank. I contemplated a shot to the head, but you can't be doing that in a public place. You don't want to get into it with pigs in a place like this. That would be something, though, to dump a Dutch cop. The hotel here serves up the awesome coffee. I'm seeing the light. I'm feeling the great weight. I've been coming to this hotel since November of 1985, when I was speaking at the One World Poetry Festival. A lot of cool people were there. Jeffrey Lee Pierce, Lytton Kwesi Johnson, Zev. They were great. One morning I came into the lobby and there was Mufti from Einstürzende Neubauten asleep on the floor, waiting for a room to be opened for him. Tonight is a night off. It's getting on near midnight. The moon is full and shining down the canal in front of the hotel. It's good to be alone. Sometimes I wish the night would last forever. Daylight brings the static human confusion overload. Been having a hard time trying to keep from caving in on myself. I feel so hollow. I don't want to be with someone else. That's just another nowhere, another gesture, a lie. Sometimes life is such an old joke. Another night in some hotel room in some city in some country somewhere. I chain smoke nights like these. Small lit cubes, these rooms. The nights are the stitches that hold me together. All the faces have fallen away. I see no one in this dream. Isaac Hayes on the tape deck singing Walk On By. I used to play that when I would be feeling lonely. Now when I play it, I hear it differently. It's not as good. I've got to get out of this room and get some air. March 21st, 1989, Amsterdam, Holland. Walking from your hotel to the city center without getting hit by a car, a bike, or a streetcar is something of a triumph. I wonder how many tourists have been done in by the Flying Dutchman of old Amsterdam. I bet the residents of Amsterdam have a love-hate relationship with tourists. They love the money that the tourists bring into town and hate the rudeness just as much. This morning I was walking to the record stores and I heard a group of young men speaking English. They had surrounded a large group of pigeons and were kicking them to death. One said, "Look at them, they're eagles." Another said, "I wish I had my .22, I'd blow them all away." I tried to look as Dutch as possible as I walked away quickly. Tourists buying blocks of dog shit thinking it's hash, running back to their hotel rooms and smoking it up, thinking that this city is so cool to be able to buy this stuff right there in the street. Some Dutch guy with a pocket full of guilder, laughing his ass off, thanking the USA. He sees a dog taking a shit at an intersection and says in his best Southern Californian accent, "Hash, dude, awesome." The Dutch have mastered the deadpan reply. That's the one where they make you feel like an incredible asshole. No matter what you ask, you will be answered as if someone is reading to you from a book on Russian history. The more energy you put into a question or greeting, the more you will be halted by slow, measured speech, which often contains better grammar than you will ever possess. And if you make a joke, the Dutchman will retreat 10 big steps down the hallway of ultra-infinite cool. Back on the subject of the homicidal tendencies of the Dutch roadways. One thing I've noticed about the drivers, they have their eyes keenly and intensely focused on everything except what is directly in front of them. Today I heard a lot of beeping, resulting in bellows and shouts in French, German, English, and Spanish, none in Dutch. Yep, tourists all. Be careful, carefree travelers. It would be such a shame to send you home to Carbondale, Illinois, in an American Express Eurofund body bag. March 22, 1989, Nijmegen, Holland. Powering some grade B coffee in a graffiti-covered backstage room somewhere in Nijmegen. Cold in here, raining and dark outside. This place reminds me of the place I played in Australia a few months ago. There was this dressing room with all these dead cockroaches on the floor, and their little wings were scattered all over. Tonight the roach wings flap in my ear, crunchy, brittle, flying low, writing blues songs effortlessly. In the other room, the club is showing a live video of Black Flag. I hear the song Slip It In pound through the wall. Life pushes you and gets you all cut up, confuses and traps you. Nights like these, passing the time, waiting to get on stage and bleed in front of strangers, that's what I do. When I go on tours outside of the USA, the term back to the world keeps coming up in my thoughts. When I come off a tour and have to deal with people that I haven't spoken to in months, it becomes clear that I have nothing in common with them at all. It's as if I've stepped off a spaceship and the world outside of the tour is some alien planet. All I can do is be as cool as possible for as long as possible and get away as quickly as I can. I have nothing to do with them in the world they live in. The only place to go is back on tour, back to rooms like these. Here is better. Just getting on with it. What else is there? Nothing. Nothing for me, at least.
Forest Hill.
Slept a wink. I walked the floor and washed the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'm this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows. 1 o'clock to 4, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour.
Et si le pain vient à manquer,
Forest Hill at I Saw You Running.com.